CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Simon Constable, who writes for Barron's and the Forbes and the Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications, is also writing about green. You will recall Simon attended COP26, the gathering in Glasgow of the world's leadership, to make pledges about net zero by perhaps 2050, maybe before. This involves converting the energy sources of fossil fuel to sustainable, to green. But in that transformation, it is necessary to talk about the new sources of green power. And Simon publishes a piece about green mining. Simon, is there a definition of green mining, or is it you make it up because you're making money on it?
Well, I do like that. I mean, I think there's a lot of that in the industry. But look, the things that we need to have green energy, almost all need to be dug out of the ground. So if we need lithium for electric vehicle batteries, then that needs to be dug out of the ground. If we need copper for an electric car engine, then we need to dig that out of the ground, and on and on and on. And there's nickel and there's a lot of other things. So anything to do with mining for metals and materials is now highly focused on the materials needed to green the world. And it's really interesting because that means using some very basic technology, which really hasn't changed much in decades. It's big yellow trucks with big shovels digging out of the ground, maybe dynamite to blow up, shafts in mines to get the rocks out so that they can then be refined. So we're looking at things like lithium demand looks likely to triple by 2025. That's absolutely huge. We've got nickel consumption will jump by 50% to 3.6 million tons by 2030. That is absolutely incredible. Copper production is going to be going up massively by 2030 as well. All of these things will require big diggers that typically run on diesel fuel, and they'll be doing that, and they'll be doing that in overtime for the foreseeable future. It's really interesting. So when you have your car that is electric, you have a very green thing at the curbside. Right? It's not making any emissions at the curbside, but the things that are used to build that car might have been made or extracted using fossil fuels. And that's a sort of an irony here. Obviously, investors don't want that irony to last too long. They want electric diggers to go dig the copper and lithium and nickel and all the other goodies out of the ground.
It strikes me, Simon, that we need mining technology to increase, to prosper. We need innovation because you're talking about, we already use a lot of copper. Copper is what China needed for its renovation these last 30 years, hence the natural resources out of Chile, for example, or other parts of South America. But you add lithium and nickel, we're already maxed out, to my understanding. So the only way for this to happen is for prices to rise. Did they talk about the cost of the technology of green, not just the cost of giving up fossil fuel?
The technology will improve because it will be forced to improve. And the price of the metals is going up so dramatically. Copper's, close to all-time highs, if not at all-time highs, and nickel prices are high and lithium prices are high. When you have that profit motive, there will be a massive incentive for people to go out there and say, okay, I want a better way to get this stuff out of the ground and I'm going to pay for it and use that. I think we'll see a lot more of that. And we'll also see a lot of pressure from investors towards mining companies to say, we want you to get this stuff out of the ground, but you've got to do it in a very clean way. You can't wreck the environment while trying to extract things that are supposed to clean the environment in the end. And I think there will be a lot of pressure happening there. And that's certainly something they talked about at COP26 was that, yes, we know that the materials industry is a basic industry. It involves digging holes in the ground, as I keep saying, but you doesn't mean you have an excuse to be bad or to have bad behavior.
A couple of bumps, Simon. This also includes, of course, rare earth metals that are dominated right now by the People's Republic of China, not exactly a disinterested broker of prices. But at the same time, we're looking at mining in parts of the world that are not well governed. This would suggest that we're going to have conflict between ESG investors, which is what you're talking about, dominating Glasgow, environmental, social, and governance, ESG investors, and where the metals are. We're going right,
absolutely
right now. Absolutely. Chile has a new government, left of center, well left of center, and there's going to be challenges to the big mining companies who have prospered in Chile for what, a century, to improve and to be equitable about their hiring and labor practices. And that's not an easy thing to accomplish, given the demand for markets at the, you know, to where you go, where you're treated best for the ESG investors. There's a conflict quite outside of fossil fuels here. There's a conflict inside green. Do I say it correctly, Simon?
You do say it correctly. One of the good parts of this is that a lot of American and Western European mining companies and fossil fuel companies have long been subject to criticism about being environmentally friendly. And so if you look at, say, gold miners that mine in Nevada, they are very, very clear about where they get their gold from and what they do, and that it doesn't come from conflict areas in, say, in Africa, which is a typical place for that, or they don't abuse mine workers and all that sort of stuff. So I think, I'm sorry, you're
no, no, it's you make the excellent point that mining is the road forward. They have done that, and it is possible to mine without violating people's human rights or exploiting a weak governance. Simon Constable, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.